keep my toes out your motherfucking mouth. What up, peace, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any topic that we discuss, okay? Any random ass topic that we discuss. And when I tell you, when I say random, I mean random, okay? So shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. That goes for you, professionally silly viewers. Right now, podcast listeners, we are recording a segment because I want to share with them what it's like to be professionally silly with me, audibly, but also visually. So if you want to go ahead and check out this podcast video, then go ahead and go to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel and, click things and check me out. All right. So last week we learned about boring men. Okay. We talked about shitty jobs. We talked about sandwiches. It was lit. It was crazy. Okay, so if you haven't heard it yet, it's waiting for you. So go ahead, take a listen with a friend and laugh your ass off because we do get a little silly. It's a good time. Today, the random, it's going to continue. Was there a zombie sighting at a funeral home? Maybe not, but something weird did happen. So we're going to talk about that. Also, Martha Stewart is letting it all hang out. Also, I found some piping hot TikTok tea. Okay, that and more right here on the Professionally Silly podcast and YouTube channel. So before we get into all the silly, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and written review on whatever podcast platform that you're using to listen to my golden voice. Hook me up with that because I tell you what, these reviews and these 5 stars mean way more than you guys know. It is actually the only way to fully help a podcast grow and become successful. And I would love, 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 love to be able to create content as my full-time job. And you doing free things like leaving reviews, well, that's how that can happen. So, please make my dreams come true. 5 stars. If you haven't already, make sure you guys download the podcast episode that you like. That also helps out as well. Apparently, downloads are important too. So go ahead and download those podcast episodes, but not just for me, but so you can get professionally silly with me without needing Wi-Fi or data. Remember that zombie that I mentioned earlier? Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so this is coming from Fox5NY.com, Fox 5 New York. And there was an 82-year-old woman who was pronounced dead in a nursing home. Okay, which is located in Long Island. So apparently she was found breathing after they dropped her body off at the funeral home. I do not think that that is the correct order that should go in. That's just my thought process there. I'm not a surgeon or anything or like a scientist. Okay, but that's not how life and death. So apparently, like I said, she was found breathing after they dropped her off at the funeral home. So this happened at Water's Edge Rehab and Nursing Center. This is in Port Jefferson. So shout out to the medical crew there. They are doing a great job. Just kicking it. They're killing it. Or not, actually. She was alive. So, all right. So they pronounced her dead at 11:15 a.m. So this is according to the Suffolk County Police Department. They took the zombie that was a hell of a teaser earlier. Was there a zombie sighting at a funeral home? Yeah, nailed that teaser for sure. So anyways, they took her undead body to O.B. Davis Funeral Home in Miller Place at 1:30 p.m. So a few hours had passed, okay? But then at 2:09 p.m., they realized that she was breathing. So now, obviously, they took her to the hospital because, you know, she was alive in a funeral home. Some things aren't adding up here. The math is not mathing, okay?
Everybody knows that 1 plus 1 is 11. The math is mathing. Whatever, it's fine.
So now the New York State Attorney General's office is now involved trying to investigate this whole thing. So, you know, apparently this sort of thing happens way more than people think. There are many times when people have been taken to the funeral home or pronounced dead when they weren't dead. This is not something that I want. What if you are the funeral director, or worse, like the assistant of one, or the janitor, and you're just doing your job one day and all of a sudden a body's just like, I'm alive. Like, what the I would shit myself immediately and nobody could say anything, because you don't know how you're going to react if what you think is a dead body just suddenly starts breathing and moving and shit. What? And yes, the first thing that I would have thought, zombie. Immediately. Not even like, oh, maybe they're not dead. Nope. Zombie. Immediately. I'm out of there. Audi 5000. I'll call somebody, but I'm not touching shit. You're not going to bite me. No, I'm not going to turn, bro. I'm not going to turn. I really cannot imagine waking up in a cold, creepy funeral home. Like, imagine you're the person who was in a body bag and woke up, or in like one of those cold ass metal slabs and woke up like naked. What the fuck? That is terrifying. Yo, kick my shins. Kick my shins right quick, okay? Let me tell you something. This is the only time I'll allow that shit. Kick my shins right quick, okay? Because there was nothing more painful than being like kicked or hit in the shins by something. Like, it, that hurts. Like, ow, okay? If I don't react to that, okay, there's a good chance I'm probably dead. Yo, put the mirror under my nose, right? Put the mirror under my nose. Double check right quick. Like, just, that's all I'm saying. Like, see if I'm breathing. Like, just double check. Come on now. There's other ways. This is ridiculous. Yo, next up, let's talk about toes and consent. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you ever gone to sleep at a hotel and wake up with your toes in someone's mouth? Yes, no, me neither. Okay, but a guy in Nashville experienced this creepy ass shit. Like, this happened to someone. So I took a visit to HuffPost.com. Okay, after coming across this story several times, like all over, like especially Twitter. Twitter is where I saw a lot of the posts about it. So I went to HuffPost.com to find more information, and I found a few details. All right. So David Moy, I don't know how to say his last name, is the writer of this article, and he's the one who hooked us up with the info. So David Patrick Neal was arrested for some creepy shit that he did at a Hilton hotel in downtown Nashville. So what had happened is that Pete Brennan was visiting Nashville from Texas on a work trip, right? All right. So he said he woke up to a man who snuck into his room, and I quote, and was sexually assaulting me, end quote. That's what he said. It turns out that it was the fucking manager of the hotel. So Pete actually recognized the man who was sucking his toes because he had been there the day before to take care of some sort of issue that the room's TV had. Plus, he was still wearing his uniform with his name tag attached. Now, how you gonna wear items that make it easier to identify you? I'm not trying to give people tips on how to be like a successful criminal or a successful perv. Okay, it's weird as fuck that you would just be like,
yo, I'm gonna go into this motherfucker's room and I'm gonna put his toes in my mouth.
Like, what?
While I'm in uniform, he'll never know.
There's no way drugs weren't involved in this. This is crazy. Okay, so cops spoke to David, and he admitted going into Pete's room, but he said that he did it because he smelled smoke and wanted to check on the guest. Come on now. Now, I guess instead of calling the room or knocking on the door or, I don't know, calling 911, because if you smell enough smoke in someone's room that you're just going to walk up in this bitch, you bets to have already called some backup, okay? Because if I'm fine, I'ma fuck you up. Okay. And fighters these days, they also are paramedics and EMTs, so you're gonna need some medical assistance when I'm done with your ass, bitch. Get the fuck out of my room. Oh my god. Okay, so obviously this is, you know, he's a lying asshole. I know that what David said to himself was,
I know exactly what to do. I'ma suck his toes without consent. That's how I'm gonna put this fire out.
What? Clearly he was lying. So he never reported smelling smoke to anyone, first of all, and no one else ever reported smelling smoke either. So there you go. So of course, Pete is suing the shit out of Nashville Hilton for hiring the non-consensual toe sucker. That is now his nickname. Pete's lawyers found out that David actually had a criminal history. Pretty much things that should have been red flagged to the people who hired this asshole, they were ignored. Okay, because he served prison time. He has multiple charges of forgery, drinking and driving, and even manslaughter. So either the Hilton didn't bother checking his background, or they just ignored everything that they saw. I don't know which is worse. They hired this man and they gave him access to people's information, access to people's belongings, and the ability to clone their room keys. Probably not the smartest idea. Yeah. So Paris, what you gonna do about this shit? Your name is already on it, bitch. What you gonna do about this shit? Get your ass to Nashville and handle some business, okay? So anyway, so David, the toe sucker, he is currently in jail until he can dish out $27,000 bail. His next court date is June 3rd. I should not have to say this, but I'm going to, okay? Keep my toes out your motherfucking mouth. Keep my motherfucking toes out your fucking mouth. Next up, Martha Stewart is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, yes, you heard right. Martha Stewart is on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and she is making herstory, bitches. Okay, 81 years old and thirst trapped the hell out of all of us, damn it. And I am here for it. Okay, she has become the oldest cover model that Sports Illustrated has ever had, and she did it for the swimsuit edition. Yes, queen. First off, I've always fucked with Martha Stewart. Okay. She fucked up, but not like, you know, Paula Deen, if you know what I mean. Remember that shit? You know, the N-word debacle, that whole thing. Plus, Snoop fucks with her. So I fuck with her. Snoop ain't never done me wrong, y'all. He ain't never done me wrong. Okay, so the two of them are pretty much besties, y'all. So it is what it is. But anyways, y'all, she looks amazing in these photos. Just beautiful. And dare I confusingly say, sexy. So, very concerned about what's happening with my mind right now. I guess it's Miss Stewart, if you're nasty now. So I feel like Janet can share that title for, you know, at least the rest of the week. I mean, shit, you know. So now, y'all know there are a lot of people, of course, hating on Martha in these photos, which, you know, I've posted on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook as well, if you want to go ahead and check those out, or Google it, whatever. So people are like trying to age shame her and body shame her, and some are even accusing her of having plastic surgery, which I think is completely ridiculous. It is very frustrating and annoying that these things are still happening, that people just feel like, oh, I can just say whatever the fuck I want to say about anybody I want. And it's the safety behind those screens. You know what I mean? Because I got to say, a lot of the things that people say in comment sections and things like that, they do not have the vaginas or the balls. They would never say these things to the people that they're saying them to, like in their face. You know, and I think a lot of people who tend to try to bully you on social media and stuff, you're cowards. That's all. You're cowards. That's how I feel about that. But yeah, you know, but Martha has responded to the allegations saying that, you know, about the plastic surgery. She said she has never had plastic surgery. So, I mean, I believe her. I do, you know, but I guess those people are probably just pissed off because they thought that she was sexy and had to find a way to justify their attraction to the elderly. Yeah, I'm struggling too. It's okay. But that's on them. Shit, accept your kink is 2023. Damn it. Just be who you are. But also, why can't a woman be sexy naturally? Not everyone is going out and getting their sexy off the rack. You know what I mean? Like, some people age well. Some people work at it. Some are just born with that shit. Like, and maybe it's Maybelline. I don't fucking know. Like, but I think what Martha has done is amazing as hell. Showing that just because you're getting older or that you are older, it doesn't mean sexy has to die. Bitch, what? You can still slay. Hello. Shit, Tom Brady out there posting thirst traps too. What the fuck? Everybody's doing it. But I tell you what, I would definitely love to have a professional like photographer, like makeup artist and stylist set me up for a sexy photo shoot. That'd be fire. It would be a very difficult and awkward shoot though, because like I don't do sexy very well, like not on purpose. Like I'm sure I could be sexy in the moment if I'm not thinking about it, but trying to be sexy on purpose, it's impossible. I am too weird and awkward for that. Like I always I start laughing when I'm nervous. So whoever pulls the short straw and ends up with me, sorry about it. This is where we are. So moral of the story is Martha is her right now. Okay. She is her. And she has inspired me for one, and probably has inspired many other women because of what she did. You know, she put herself out there knowing how the internet is and was like, fuck it. So get it, boo. We are out here, y'all. Shit. Next up, TikTok is the place for some piping hot tea. Let's mind other people's business right quick. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. We all know that social media is a dramatic place. So many crazy things happen there, and I'm here for it as long as it's not my drama. But I really can't have all my shit out there like that. Like some people are like, I'm going to post the most secret thing, the most personal, private issue online to just people all over the world. Like there are certain things that I can't share. Like I keep it real, but I still have, you know, some of my privacies. Okay. Okay. This is the internet. Shit gets wild out there. All right.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for more people to come in and we'll finish our conversation that we had yesterday about how I once committed a mass murder when I was in middle school. Click the like button. Give me those thumbs up. I just love saying things on live streams and on social media that should have me arrested. And make sure you guys subscribe to my channel.
So, but like putting your shit out there in the open where people are just waiting in line to judge you, it's a lot. Okay, bitch. And I'm sensitive and I'm aggressive. Okay. And I will beat your ass while sobbing. It is a terrifying experience for both of us. What you say about me, you fucking bitch. So it's a terrifying and confusing experience. But okay, anyway, so today we're going to roll our ankles together. Damn it, okay? Because I came across a TikTok video, okay, by a user at Ella425680, okay? And she posted a video with a caption that reads, "Comment tea in your family that's messed up, but nobody really talks about." What you don't realize is that that particular statement right there, that was a bullet to load an emotional gun that was just set off in the comment section. Okay, it's crazy. And also on the video, it says, "Would like to feel better." You know, like if I'm being completely honest, sometimes we do come across things online that make us go, yo, I'm glad that wasn't me. Couldn't be me. Shit. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of makes us feel a little bit better about our own situation. Sometimes we do come across things like that. It's fine. But so I totally get where she's coming from on that. But let's go ahead and jog over to these comments. Y'all ready to roll your ankles? Let's go ahead and roll them. Okay, so one of the comments, it says, this is coming from at Ren, and says here, my grandmother brought her boyfriend to my grandpa's funeral. Ain't that some shit? First of all, that just seems disrespectful, is what that seems. Also, how long? Think about this. All right, listen here. How long did she have this boyfriend for exactly? Okay, because homeboy was at the funeral. You see what I'm saying? So, yo, does that mean they were shacking up previously? Because funerals don't take that long to plan. You know, someone passes, it's sad, you know, and all that. But then, like, usually the funeral is, like, between the next few days or the next week. So you, what? Y'all got to think about these things, okay?
She's got a point. She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment. Now, come on now.
All right, we have another comment here. It says here, this is coming from at Sarah. Sarah says, my grandpa has been dating a married woman for the past 20 years. Get the fuck out of here. That is crazy. What? Damn. What can you even say about that? Wow. And everyone knows this? Everyone knows this. Ain't that some shit? Okay. Because it says here, it says, what does it say? It says, comment T in your family that's messed up, but nobody really talks about it. So that means everybody knows. Wow. Okay, another one is coming from at Manny. It says, my aunt lives right across the street, but we cut her off years ago, so now it's just awkward to go outside. Well, good Lord. What happened for you to cut somebody off that lives across the street? See, this is why family probably shouldn't live close together. That might be something. We might need to work on that. I don't know. What? Okay. At Lindsay says, my aunt started dating her son's best friend when she was 35 and he was 15.
You need to leave.
And they are still together. She's 60 now, by the way. Okay, that one is up there. Yo, her aunt is a predator. Just gonna throw that out there. She's doing that Marcus Houston shit, if you ask me. And the whole family is like, oh, that's fine. That's totally cool. Whew. We're not going to say this part on YouTube. Yo, that is fucked the fucked. That's so fucked. That's fuckity fucked. That's like fucked. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, I had to bleep all that because YouTube has, like, you know, rules and shit. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. It says here, this is coming from at Adam. My uncle's wife is a lesbian, but nobody in the family is ready for that conversation yet. I tell you what, I know a lot of us have aunties, you know, with that roommate that she's had for like 20 years, you know. Yo, I mean, all jokes aside, though, it sucks that people have to hide who they are like that. That, what an unhappy way to live your life. You know, that sucks. If you guys are interested, I'll leave the link to the video down in the show notes and you can take, or in the description box if you're on YouTube, you can take a look at all the comments for yourself because there's a lot more than that. And some of them are even juicier than the ones that I shared. And some of them are clearly not real, but just go ahead and roll your ankles at your own risk to the comment section. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of the people in the comment section, bro, they should be in jail. What? Next up. Is she an asshole for eating McDonald's the day before Thanksgiving? Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into this one because Reddit was at it again, providing us with someone else's drama. And once again, I am what? Here for it. Okay, so it says here, am I the asshole for eating McDonald's the day before Thanksgiving? So it reads, so my aunt and her kids are staying at my house for Thanksgiving because they live far away from us. Anyways, today I was going to get McDonald's, so I asked everyone if they wanted anything. My aunt looked at me with disgust. She asked me if I was serious. I didn't understand the problem, so I go, yes. She asked me why I would even bring up McDonald's the day before Thanksgiving. I was confused and asked what the problem was with McDonald's. She told me that she always fasts her kids the day before Thanksgiving and that even offering them McDonald's was temptation and disrespectful to their beliefs. Pause. First of all, how the fuck is she supposed to know that? I'm supposed to just guess that y'all don't want it, that y'all don't eat before Thanksgiving. Who the fuck does that? I don't do that. I'm hungry every day, bro. And I'm gonna be hungry on Thanksgiving. Plus, it's not healthy to, like, I don't know, fast before a big ass meal. You overeat. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm saying it. This is not the podcast where you go over facts. This is where you go to just hear me talk about shit. But still, at the same time, I don't know what their religion is or what that's about. Maybe there really is a religion about that. But you have to tell people that. And frankly, once you just share the information, hey, we don't do that. But to shame me and to guilt me for offering you a cheap, delicious, unhealthy meal, that's rude. First of all, fine. More Big Macs for me, bitch. More nuggets for me, bitch. More hot, salty fries for me, bitch. That's how I feel about it. Okay, so back to it. Unpause. I said sorry because I never knew that she did that and left to go get McDonald's on my own. I came back to my house and ate it in the kitchen. She saw me and told me she couldn't believe how disrespectful I was being. It told me to eat it in my room. Ooh, pause. What the fuck? Who you think you talking to, bitch, in my house? This is my house. This is my house. I will eat where the fuck I want to eat. If you don't like what I'm eating or where I'm eating or when I'm eating it, bitch, leave the room that I am in. It is my house. You can, yo, look up an Airbnb, bitch. Go to a hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, say what? Whatever. Okay, what the fuck? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm angry and it's not even me. Unpause. I told her she's being ridiculous and I should be able to eat at my own table. Pause. Damn right. Unpause. She told my mom I was being rude and back talking her and told me that she didn't want me to eat around her or her kids at Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow because my bad influence is running off on them. Am I the asshole? Absolutely the fuck not. Is she the asshole? First of all, her aunt needs to change the first letter of her title to a C, okay? Aunt is her title. So if you change the A to a C, you know, like aunt, cunt, okay. But I just feel like, but the aunt was the clear asshole in this story. And for you to go and run and tell her mom, your sister, like to go tattletale and a grown adult who's eating McDonald's in her kitchen. Bro, let me tell you something. If I got a phone call like that from my sister or from anyone that I know, I can't believe she's eating food in front of my children before Thanksgiving. Bitch, I'm hanging up. I'm thinking you're drunk or just stupid. I'm not. What? And that bitch is not allowed to eat near me or my family on Thanksgiving because she eats food before Thanksgiving. What a bitch. That makes absolutely no fucking sense to me. This lady is out of her rocker. Yeah, let me know on the Professionally Silly podcast group how you feel about that. Do you think she was the asshole for eating McDonald's the day before Thanksgiving? Because if you ask me, she was very kind to even offer them anything. Okay, McDonald's ain't cheap like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? You need at least $20 to feed a few people. Yeah. Yo, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's aunt and cunt have only one letter that changes everything. Yeah, these are the things I think about.
I didn't get that. Could you try
again? Oh my God, Siri, you scared the shit out of me. No. Also, maybe lock the latch on your hotel room door so you don't wake up with your toes in someone's mouth. Professionally Silly Life Rules. I feel like you should really be careful about that. You know what I mean? Because as a woman, I can tell you what, I've stayed in many hotels, especially when I was a flight attendant. Now, the first part of that sentence, it sounded weird. When I was a woman, I stayed in a lot of hotels. What? No, I used to be a flight attendant back in the day, so I've stayed at a lot of hotels and stuff. You know, that was part of the job. The first thing I always do is I put my big, like my luggage in front of the door, keep it open, turn all the lights on, and I check my bathroom, I check my closet, I check under the bed. If there is under a bed, I check everything before I come into my room and close my door because I want to make sure that there's nobody in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to run right the fuck out if there is. Facts, you know what I mean? And the moment that I feel safe inside that room, that's when I latch the double latch or put the chain on. Because you can make copies of keys, but you can't just bust in there. I'm like, I guess you can, but the latch will slow them down, bro. Anyways, keep your mouth off people's toes. It's disrespectful when it's not, when they don't consent. Stop it. Okay. Professionally silly life rules. I want to thank you guys so much for listening because you guys, your titties. Your titties. And everyone loves a titty. Okay, so they... They're the new slinky. Everybody loves a titty. So, I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review of this podcast, especially Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It definitely will help me grow. And this is a huge dream of mine. So I would love it, love it, love it, love it if you guys would do that. And if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Also, share this podcast with a friend because there is no reason for you to sit there and hog all the silly to yourself. Do not be selfish. It's 2023. Be selfless. So check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. We have a good time there. If you have any silly story ideas, or maybe you just need some advice, or you want the opinion of the P Silly listeners on something, yeah, maybe you just got a question, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can also leave me a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. If you would like to be anonymous, I just need you to let me know when you contact me. That's kind of important. I need to know that. Don't forget to check out the show notes for some bonus information. I got my social media. I have included my link tree. Okay, so that's got the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, both of my YouTube channels, all in one spot and more. If you're interested in writing me or sending things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send me anything you want and I'll open them in an unboxing video on my YouTube channel. Once again, I'm your Audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you guys with this thought. When we're young, we sneak out of our house to go to parties. But when we're old, we sneak out of parties to go home. How fucking true is that? Now, these are the random thoughts that come to my mind every now and then. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Stay silly out there.